was in the business.
Yeah, but then, what you would do is you would keep talking to him. Mm-hmm. And you'd say, like, you would see that you would have to play, I don't know, Donna Summer next. And you would say to her, you'd say to the pig on the phone, you'd say, do you like Donna Summer? You know, wink, wink. Yeah, see. I'm going to play it for you next. Not supposed to go play it for you next.
Yeah. Right. But it was on the list. So the oink oinks, but you would jump into bed with the oink oinks.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
Well, see, I wouldn't do that.
And Pittsburgh was, as far as getting laid off the request line,
I'm thinking, you know what it is?
The best city ever.
So you didn't have any girlfriends at the time or long-term relationships?
Constantly moving.
I'm thinking most of the time that I was in the business, I was either married or in a relationship. And that's.
But if you're moving around the country, you don't have anybody in town you know. So you have to try to make as many friends as possible.
Yeah, okay.
Well, Pittsburgh was my big stop. That was the big one.
Yeah. It's a legitimate question.
Because now, you know, I'm up over 20.
So is Pittsburgh your world record city?
No.
Well, as far as the time period?
No.
Really?
Okay. No, because after Pittsburgh, it's back down a step, back to the minor leagues.
Right.
Back down to Appleton, Oshkosh, and Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Which, as it turns out, is a very, very fruitful time for me.
Really?
Very fruitful time for me.
Wow.
Because I count over 26 different encounters. Between, I'm working at two stations at once.
Right.
Okay, I was working at the station in Appleton, which is a smaller town by Green Bay,
and
working weekends in Milwaukee at WOKY, which is the big station.
Yes, right.
So I would get the local talent during the week.
Right.
Then on the weekend, I drive to Milwaukee.
You use the term talent loosely, though.
They were all pigs.
Here's my question. When did you start getting a little more discriminating? Because I remember the story about the driving around the block.
Oh, yeah, well, that happened. I mean, I'm just telling you about the times that I hit it out of the park.
Right.
With all of these success stories about my fantastic prowess, there was an equal number of times that that I'd say, you know, okay, I'll meet you in front of Hardee's. And she'd say, okay, how will I know you? I'm driving a blue car. I'd have a red car.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd say, I'll be wearing a yellow windbreaker.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd go by and I'd see a pig and I'd decide, you know, okay, is it worth it or not?
Mm-hmm.
No, you just keep going.
Right.
Because you're driving the wrong. So there was a lot of times that it didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say Pittsburgh was great. Appleton, Oshkosh, though, and Milwaukee, that was the all-time show stopper.
Right.
I'm lucky that I'm alive today.
All right, at this stage, how many incidences of venereal disease were there?
I never had anything.
Wow. Yeah,
but
another time.
By this point, I'd been with almost 50 women.
Right, that's what I'm counting.
I had been with nearly 50
all
women.
All virgins.
Far from it. Far freaking from it.
During this, and I'm talking about the whole time here, the oldest. At when you were...
Mike, I don't know their exact ages, but at the time I was 17, I'd say at least... I was between 15 and 17. There, in cases, three times my age.
Okay.
You know, I'd be with a chick that was 45 or 50.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's wonderful.
They need love, too.
So absolutely.
Yeah, some of your conquests are no longer with us.
I'm very sure.
Oh, God, that's disturbing.
Well, very
it's
sure.
A dark thought. That crossed my mind.
Right, so if they're 45 or 50... When you're 17, let's do the math. How old? Say there was a 50. You think there might have been a 50-year-old?
Positive.
All right. Say there's a 50-year-old.
75.
Be 75.
Maybe they're with us. Maybe they're not.
Yeah, but, you know, they're not a lot of healthy living.
But I want to tell you, Evansville,
America.
Don't rule them out, Ron.
A lot of sausage.
Evansville, Indiana, not a good town for me. I lived there for about 3 months. Couldn't do anything. Nothing happening.
3 months in Evansville.
Very surprising as well. Got my big shot in New York City.
Right.
At 99X. Worked there about a year.
Mm-hmm.
Only two.
Mm-hmm.
Only two. And that was, and I think that's because I was scared of New York at that point. That
rightly
was 19...
So. Scared to go to people's house.
1977. Yeah, I mean...
Strangers chop you up, put you in a box.
That, Mike, that was... Well, Buzz will tell you, and you know it from being in the business.
Right.
That was how it would go. I mean,
right.
The girl would call up and you'd say, okay, where do you live? Because you never wanted her coming to your apartment.
Right.
And you would always just go walking in like, you know... Hey, it's me, the DJ.
Well, and they're doing the same thing you're doing, basically.
Sure they are.
Of course.
Sure they are. No, they're not.
Mutual.
No, they're not.
What do you mean?
Well, I think that they all fell in love.
Yeah. That's right. Right. Keep thinking about it. They all left. You left in the morning. See ya.
It's a prerequisite.
I'm getting stud man leaving now. No, don't go, Donnie.
Because remember, and I'm not lying about these numbers. I'm not proud of it. But I'll just play this. This was me then when I was getting all this.
Yeah.
You know. to get laid.
Damn it, all right. I am the controllable. Upcoming this hour, I will be revealing another one of the prizes in the Super Stash on Summer Score. Keep it here on the main music mother, Blue 128.
And now I understand.
There you go.
It's intoxicating.
Hello, Big Don.
Well, we're running out of time.
Oh, no.
Indianapolis was very good to me. I worked at two different stations in Indianapolis.
Yeah?
Loved it. Detroit was great. That's where I had sex with a midget. I've told you that one before.
Keep purging.
And then here in D.C. And that's where it ended.
Right.
You know? Although I did have a couple off the request lines before I met my my wonderful wife.
Do you get full credit for the midget or just the half?
I'll take full credit.
All right, very
just good. Over 50, though.
And you said you'd mention a name or two. Any name, of course, there must be one or two names.
Here's the only name that I really remember. I was working at 13Q in Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. and there was this girl, and her name was Kathy with a C. And
of course.
Well, I mean, this chick, as it turns out, I didn't care. She had been with all of the other disc jockeys at the radio station.
Mm-hmm. Kathy with a C?
Yeah, and I didn't care. Not your sister, Mike.
Okay.
Not your sister. I had her later. But I remember that this girl was like, whew, she was way older than me. Well, they were all way older than me, of course. I mean, I was working in I would make extra money being a disc jockey in a bar on the weekend.
Just a little horny rabbit running around town.
I'm not old enough to buy a friggin' drink, but I'm in there playing the Bee Gees.
Did you lie about your age?
Of course.
Yeah.
How old are you? 25.
25, ma'am.
25. Meanwhile, you know, I don't have any hair anywhere on my body.
Say, this is a nice bed you have.
So then this Kathy with a C, she's kind of my girlfriend.
Yes.
When I'm working at 13Q, I think I've actually picked a girl up off the telephone, and I like her fine. And as it turns out, there's a party. Now, I don't know that she's been with Ray City Zoller and Don Cox and Jim Quinn and every guy, and Bob, every other disc jockey. I'm like the last guy in line.
Right.
Right? So there's a party, and I say, do you want to go to this party? She says, oh, sure. I say, because I'm an idiot, there'll be some people from the station there. And she says nothing to me like, oh, I've been with all these guys. And I'm not in love with her, but I was more in like with her than any other girl that I had
met. Right. Consider her kind of a girlfriend.
And I brought her to the party, and as soon as the door opened up, Ray Zoller had a big, gigantic white guy afro. This is like in 1976.
Right.
Hey, Kathy, baby! And they hugged, and she walked around the room, and then that was when my friend Don Cox, the late Don Cox, God rest his soul,
took you aside,
came over and said something like, son? I said, yeah. He said, why are you bringing her here? Why are you bringing her to this party?
Yeah.
I said, I like her. And he said, so do I. Well, I was screwing her two nights ago.
Oh my God.
And I remember standing in the laundry room of whoever's house this was in, crushed.
Sure.
I mean, the laundry room, I'm crushed.
Not only the betrayal of your friend, but the disc jockeys in the embarrassment.
Yeah, not a betrayal because they didn't know.
No, the betrayal of her, you know, in
and then, of course, Don Cox, being the good friend that he is, by the time that I finally got my tail out between my legs and go out back to the party, everybody, you know, it's like a known fact that she's the whore of Pittsburgh. And it's like, oh, what? You think she really liked it? And you liked her?
Right.
You brought her to this party? Oh, kid, you got a lot to learn.
And that's what drove you into the arms of a dwarf.
Yes. And then we pulled the train.
Yeah.
Ew. Nothing worse than just picturing disc jockeys doing something like that.
The train.
But I think that's it. That's about it.
Thank you for that.
I'll tell you more details anytime you want to know them.
I will. I've been writing these down.
Okay.
And I'll be keeping track.
Okay.
So Kathy would be the only name that you remember.
Yep.
Young fella. If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
I remember this. She broke my heart so friggin' bad. This is before.
Were you brokenhearted because of her or because she embarrassed you in front of the other DJ?
Both. And I remember then there was like no cell phones or anything.
Right.
And I'm just driving around Pittsburgh on a Saturday. And that song Telephone Line by ELO was on constantly. And I'm driving around just every 10 minutes stopping at a payphone, letting it ring 100 times at this chick's apartment. And imagine...
doing it with Ray Zoller right now.
And I would drive another 10 minutes, go to another payphone. Meanwhile, every song on the radio, oh, telephone line, give me some time.
Because she was special.
She was.
Even though she was a loose woman, she was special.
She was a whore. Yeah. She was a dirty, stupid whore.
Yes.
But yeah, I did like her.
Special.
She was a special stupid whore.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
There's no real way to segue out
of this. What would the total be? What was the grand total during that?
About 50.
Yeah, a little
about
over 50.
About 50. Mm-hmm. About 50. Only because I thought about it and wrote it down.
Right.
And there was a time.
Because you've never compiled that number before,
no,
right?
Many years ago, I would actually be able to sit off. I mean, I've forgotten it now. I've burned too many brain cells. But there was a time I could have just told you right off the top of my head, yes.
I'm better at names. I'm better at names with my past.
This one here, this one here, this one here. Got in a car wreck with this one. Went to a, you know, went to the radio station with this one. Went to a van with this one. Mm-hmm. What about you, Mike?
Men or women?
Oh.
Both.
Yes.
I got to think about it over the weekend. And I'll compile
the list. Confusing.
You know? Some in between. It was great. No. I have unique names, and that's probably why I remember them.
So
but I probably shouldn't be doing that because I'm even
dumbass amateur.
They're so obscure that, but it could be if I don't mention the last name.
Go ahead.
Well, the number one in my life was Renata.
Like Granada?
No, R with an R.
I know. Renata.
Yeah.
And now was she a girl you picked up off the request line?
No.
Or a girl in real life?
Just in real life. In my travels. But that, yeah.
But I should also mention that without the radio thing, I never got laid.
Mm-hmm.
Like in high school. Never.
That's the other thing you should know about disc jockeys.
Nothing.
I think that's true
in
for
high school.
All of them.
I could not get a girl to come next to me.
Right.
No pun intended.
Hey. Understood. I think the only time in high school was someone else's girlfriend. That you know,
wow.
It was at a party and it just happened. And
was it Ray Zoller?
It was Ray Zoller. But no, I don't. On sheer numbers, you know. Not that impressive, really.
I mean, I wasn't doing it to be like Will Chamberlain. I just thought it was, somebody mentioned that it was an interesting part of my radio past. It, that used to be part of the great thrill of doing a nighttime show, where you'd be alone at the station by yourself. And
that's where DJs get into trouble.
You could, like, have a girl on the phone for 4 hours, you know, then go over, knock off a little bit, be back home in time for Johnny.
Right, and then she'd be able to take care of the morning man in the morning.
Kathy with a C.
Wow.
Kathy with a C.
Celebrity, if you remember the name, you must remember the celebrity she
I
most
do.
Is,
the celebrity she most